I am Planta on the Line. This is thecommentary.ca. Jesse Peters is the lead vocalist of the group Paramedic. They are a group whose music is a hybrid of soul, jazz, and funk, with lyrics rooted in social activism. Their music and lyrics are described as funk soul with a purpose, showcasing lyrics for your mind and music for your soul. Their debut album was just nominated for Western Canadian Music Award, and the group was showcased at the North by Northeast Festival. They will be in Vancouver Wednesday, the 1st of April, celebrating the release of their latest album, Love, Doubt, and Soul. The CD release party is at the Railway Club, and they'll be joined by folk-funk duo Human Statues. Jesse Peters joins me now. He was also part of the critically acclaimed Peters Drury Trio. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program from Paramedic, Jesse Peters. Good morning, Mr. Peters.
Good morning. How's it going?
Very well. Yourself?
Oh, I'm laughing it up here with a cup of coffee, so that makes life beautiful.
Yeah, so there are four of you in this group, is that right?
That's correct, actually, yeah. My brothers Graham and Jody are both joining me on this leg of the tour, as well as a really great friend of mine who's a great bass player named Travis Switzer.
How did you all come together, the four of you?
Well, Graham and I, back in the Peters Drury Trio days, we played together in that, and when I took my hiatus from that in 2003, we kept in touch, and then we just started playing together more, and then we had a showcase out in Ontario, separate from North by Northeast, and I just invited Graham along to play. And then Jody started subbing in for me on some Edmonton shows in Alberta, and it just seemed like the right thing to do to hook everybody all up.
And so you're...
Travis and I have known each other for a long time, so...
And so you're responsible for vocals, keyboards, and guitars, right?
Yep. I tend to switch around a lot. Well, it keeps it interesting. You know, it keeps me interested.
You know, in preparing for this, I looked you up, and I didn't. The connection between you and the Peters Drury Trio didn't come to me, but I do remember that album when that came out. I remember the cover. The two of you were in the back of the car, and then I guess Drury was in the front, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The sort of music that Paramedic does is what?
I would say that it's very rooted in 60s and 70s soul music with a kind of a contemporary urban spin on that. I'd say that the influences range from Prince to Stevie Wonder to Parliament to Jamiroquai. There's a little bit of James Brown in there as well. So, just rooted in the classics, but bringing a contemporary spin to it.
And that's the music that you've always enjoyed listening to?
Yeah, it was kind of a gradual progression for me, because I started off playing the jazz stuff, but, you know, as jazz historically kind of, with the same way that jazz historically went from jazz to fusion to funk to soul, I started with Oscar Peterson, and then started listening to Herbie Hancock, and then you get into that great 60s fusion Miles Davis stuff. And then eventually I ended up listening to, you know, I heard Jamiroquai in the late 90s, and I was like, this is incredible stuff. What is this? And then that led me to more, you know, to Stevie Wonder, to some James Brown, and then getting into the blues as well. So that's kind of my journey into this kind of music.
And how did the name come about, Paramedic?
Well, Paramedic, to me, it comes from a saying of Jesus, actually. He said, it's not the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. And I just wanted to write, you know, positive, life-affirming music that was socially conscious, but that you could move to, that was still good music that you could enjoy. There's so much negativity in the music business, whether it's just in the business itself, or especially in urban music, whether it's hip hop or soul, there seems to be a lot of negative energy in that. And I just wanted to come out on the other side of it and say, hey, look, you know, let's inject some hope into this. Let's inject something positive, something that people can really latch onto and believe in.
You talked about the negativity in the music business. Have you found it hard to get airplay to get people listening?
I think to an extent it's difficult here in North America to access radio when you're not a label artist. The kind of the kind of monopoly in radio and in broadcasting, especially here in North America. I'm not sure they have the same problem overseas. But, I mean, there's like five companies that own all the radio stations, so the playlist is so limited. I'm very grateful, though, to radio like CBC. In Alberta, we have CKUA as a great public broadcaster, as well as campus radio. The university and college stations around the country are great, and they've been really great about giving Paramedic a chance and giving us airplay and support. So I'm very grateful for the independent radio and listener-supported radio.
So when you talked earlier about the saying from Jesus, from Christ, about are you saying that we're sick, that socially and politically and the sort that there's a lot of this negativity? Do you see a lot of that now?
Well, I think there's been some positive developments, especially south of the border with the election of Barack Obama. But I think for me, I see a lot of things at the grassroots level that that we very much could be a part of changing. Poverty is still an overwhelming problem, not only here, not only in our backyard, but all around the world. And there's just, for me, part of what I do as an artist is I like to open people's eyes up to the people around them. We do have homeless people on the streets. We do have people who are, we have the working poor. One issue that's very, very much on my mind a lot is the issue of fair trade, the fact that our economic system, we have all this clothing, all these cheap imports, all this stuff, at the expense of the future of people from Asia, from Africa, from the developing world. And one of the things I'm doing actually with this record is the portion of the proceeds of this album are going to Oxfam Canada. And I very much believe in the development work that they're doing, as well as an organization. They're great for the advocacy of things like fair trade, economic justice, and social justice issues around the world. I mean, I think as artists, people listen to us. For some strange reason, people won't listen to politicians. They won't listen to teachers. But for some reason, they'll listen to artists and musicians. So if we're allowed the platform as artists, then I think it's our responsibility to use it in a way that will bring positive change.
Do you see a lot of artists doing the same, that they're using their influence, perhaps?
I think there's more artists that are doing it now than ever. At the same time, I mean, you're still going to run into, artists that are there for the self-serving things, for the fame, for the money. But, I mean, it's my hope that more of us start taking on responsibility. People are listening to what we say, so let's say something important.
So the music that you all perform, is that you do things that you write, that you all write. You also do covers, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
They sent me a couple of cuts. They sent me Soul Control. That's one that you wrote?
Yeah, that's an original.
And the other one that they sent for, I asked for, was the cover of Isn't She Lovely?
Yeah.
And I rather enjoyed that. I like that song, so.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful tune. And, I mean, I've got a two-year-old son, so that kind of, as a parent, that kind of resonates with me, that tune.
It has greater meaning, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's such a well-written tune, and it's not an often covered tune, too. I think that's one of the reasons why I was attracted to it as well.
So when you come to Vancouver on Wednesday the 1st, you'll be playing at the Railway Club. Will you be doing stuff off this album, or will you be doing some of the stuff from the previous album?
The majority of the stuff we'll be doing, I'll be playing is off the new record. We'll probably toss a couple of cuts from the old record, but most of it'll be new, and then we'll also throw in some cover tunes that we really like and put our own spin on them.
You spent some time in Vancouver, did you not?
Yeah, I did. I actually lived in Vancouver for a year. My wife was working, and then I was out and about touring with the trio. So I was in and out of Vancouver most of that year.
And I looked on your, I guess on one of the websites, you have a schedule there. After you leave Vancouver, you go to Yellowknife, is that right?
Whitehorse, actually.
Whitehorse, pardon me. And so you're going, so on this tour, what cities are you hitting up?
Well, we're playing Vancouver, and then we're up to Whitehorse, and then we're taking kind of a break in the middle of the month, and then we're doing a few shows in Alberta towards the end of April. Western Canada is our swing this time out, so.
And so Edmonton is your home, right?
Yeah, Edmonton is home base.
The audiences in Edmonton across the country, they've been quite supportive of the group, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. It's been great. I mean, I really love Edmonton. It's a very arts friendly kind of city.
Jesse, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today about the CD. Where can we get it, by the way?
The CD will be available at cdbaby.com, iTunes. If you want to hit up Paramedics MySpace, all the details for how to get the disc will be there.
MySpace.com/paramedic, correct?
/paramedic music.
Paramedic music. Jesse, many compliments and congratulations on the album. Continued good luck with it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the program.
You're very welcome. Paramedics Jesse Peters on the line. I'm Joseph Planta.